Yeah, I'm.
Go.
I apologise in advance for anything that may be squeamish. I should be trying to take my contact lenses out. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be stuck.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Mm. Send the angel to unstick them.
Contact lens angel?
The angel that spits, is it?
No!
Yeah, that'd be nice spit, wouldn't it?
Angel spit, isn't he? Bit of spit goes a long way.
Bit of spit and mud.
Yeah. Have you gone to sleep in them?
Bit of moisture.
Oh. They're new ones that I'm trialing.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Totally new.
I'm totally stuck.
I'm totally stuck. Well, I really want to get them out.
I want to remove a level of eyes. What she does it.
Cool. Alright. There's a couple of things that we wanted to go through tonight. First thing, as a 12, we need to look at how we communicate and what we think about what God wants to do on Sundays and how do we facilitate what God wants. We need to, I guess, think about, is that process that we have right now working? It seems to be all on the 7. But if there's other things that God wants to do or wants to bring, how do we make sure that they get discussed, reviewed and brought so that they can be facilitated? So that's the first thing. The second thing is we've done 2 blocks out of the 4 on the diagram. Church, Mountains, Shalom and Far. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So we'll have a look at the Shalom Ministries bit, and if we're really good, we might even get to the Far bit as well. And then we'll have finished all 4 blocks in the table. So that's okay. Anybody else got anything else they want to add to the agenda tonight? That's good then.
Awaken.
Oh yeah. Okay. We'll come to that one. Right, well let's start with just talking about Sundays then. So written down here, what basically now is how do we seek God for Sundays? And understand and know what he wants to do, and how do we facilitate what God wants to do on Sundays? How are we feeling that the process goes at the moment?
I think, if I'm correct, we felt that we've been given that as our responsibility, so
yep.
We've been
happily doing
what we
that.
Could to make sure that it's happened. And the last.
Yeah.
I think recently we've sort of kind of opened it up to say that we want to make sure that if anybody feels they have anything to share, that they're just threatened. Mm-hmm. I think that's what
we've done. Yeah, that's good. Do you feel that people have responded when you've opened it up?
I guess they've
apart from the Crosscombe players.
I guess they've started to. I understand. I don't mean to last 2 seconds. Understand a couple of people are brewing mulling. Is that mulling?
Brewing.
Mulling.
Pondering.
I think Hegel's mulling and you're mulling, is that correct? And I've still got stuff that I feel I could bring, but that's if and when and,
So we feel that in general there's actually, there's plenty to be getting on with. There's loads of stuff that's coming to the surface that people want to talk about.
Well, as long as people, come forward and bring.
Yeah.
It did feel a bit of a pressure, I have to confess, at one point in time.
Right.
Because it kind of felt like...
You're the only one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which is fine when it's on a roll. It's just, I still have lots that I feel God is talking to me about. And I've asked him, is my mandate finished now?
Finished?
Do you still want to bring good news? But I've got such a lot going on elsewhere at the moment.
It
got a bit like, just because there's lots going on elsewhere. So it feels fabulous to me that other people want to do stuff.
Yeah, that's been good.
But in other people doing stuff, like, or coming forward and saying, well, I've got this on my heart. How is that then facilitated in terms of, well, someone says, yeah, I've got this to share, but in terms of the contact, how does that get legislated in terms of what do you engage and say, well, what does God actually want to do with this on this Sunday?
Well, yeah, or really take it further? It. I think Dan did his testimony, and he really, I wasn't there the day that was discussed, but as I understand it, he felt, you stepped in about it, didn't you, or with him? Or?
Yeah. And he was following the theme of Father Heart anyway, because David done the week before.
Mm.
So we were just thinking about that.
We'd felt yeah. on that, because I think we felt that God had said, we're in a season of Father Heart stuff.
Yeah.
Which is so then we had three people who responded to say that they felt that, so we kind of didn't we felt that was in line with
okay.
that.
Yeah.
And then no one else said that they wanted to share any more on that, so but I wouldn't listen.
So when that was discussed and you felt yes, this is in line, how did you then go about then preparing for what went on?
Well, we did legislation. We read some of the laws out.
Yeah.
Law of Father Heart.
Yeah. Some of the legislation, what we felt, and we encouraged to go away and be open to what to do around the weekend when the weekend came.
Yeah.
To be open to what.
Okay, that's good. And did any of the other mountains sort of feel included in that? Were they aware of that?
Probably not. No, we.
I think this is sort of the communication. Where do the other mountains fit into that in terms of, okay, Father Heart, does any other mountains feel that they like, have any
here,
input?
We at 12 when we opened it up.
Yeah, but I mean on this, any for a specific Sunday?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just asking.
Quite complicated then, if you...
Well, no, but it's just a matter of a note to everyone, isn't it? And then for the thing of how does the other do the other mountains feel that they've got any input into that, or they feel potentially that they might have something to participate with, or I mean just asking, because it's like what we talked about last time was how do we work together. So some of this is the church, the mountains, the different aspects of what's going on here, how do they work together in a whole way rather than
we're not whole meeting, are we? I mean, the group of people who are remaining to hear this stuff, in general, most of the people around this table aren't there anyway.
In the hall.
In the hall. You're talking about mountains participating?
No, I'm talking about we have this area over here, which is like the church area. Then we have the mountains, which is the next area.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like, well, how do they work together and interact? And if Sundays is part of this area, how do I'm not talking about the mountain just doing their, well, we'd like to do something on Harmony, or we'd like to do something on a Sunday, but mm-hmm. how would they actually fit in with what is going on the Sunday?
You mean as far as legislation?
Yeah, well, yeah. Feeling, hey, well, I've got a sense that God is saying something about Harmony within this Father Heart, or whatever it might be, just in a sense, so that we don't feel that, well, this is... The seven do this,
mm-hmm.
but the mountains. Oh, we're not really responsible
yeah.
for anything, because it's like, well, what is God might say through any of the mountains that they may feel to contribute to the overall preparing of the day. I'm not saying necessarily they have to do anything, but they might do.
No, it'd be nice, like if there was like a program or something to say what's going to happen for the next couple of weeks, so that we can bring it to the mountain meetings and see if there's anything in the
yeah.
in mountain meetings that we want to discuss or that will help.
Mm. Yeah, but it's just that type of thing.
I don't know from week to week what's going to be spoken about until the day that you get there.
No.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what's going to be found. Seven. Yes, I don't know how you can write.
But in general, I think probably that might have been true a long time ago, but I think recently when you've been doing stuff, or like the last two, three times that people have spoken, it wasn't you. It's all been on a particular theme. And that was something which was known about. But I just wondered whether the other mountains thought about Sundays or what goes on or around that.
So what you're what you're sort of initiating is, right, there's obviously seven contacts and seven mm-hmm. from some motives to send an email to them saying this is what's happening.
Well, I think that might be helpful, mm-hmm. but then the seven mountains also then feeling actually we can engage for that and see, it does God want to do anything? Is there something that actually within this there's an aspect of blessing, harmony, or any of the other mountains that could have a positive effect on creating the atmosphere or the environment for it to be best functioning? And I think in a sense, thinking about, I was just thinking about when Dan spoke, I mean obviously I was in here, but I was aware that when we finished, I know this is a rare thing other than dead a couple of times, then, you know, it's like it went on afterwards. And I thought afterwards, when thinking of Dan, he's never done it before. Did anyone think about how they could support Dan in it? And Dan could learn it?
Yeah, we tried. We did. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't there at the meeting before, but we did talk quite a lot. But he said he really knew he was...
Yeah, but in...
What God had said to him.
Sure, but in terms of practical sense, he's never done it before. I mean, I would have been very happy to spend 10 minutes quarter of an hour talking to him about tips about how you plan timing or things. Because essentially, he obviously had six songs, which are going to take up half an hour of 45 minutes, which just... I mean,
we didn't know that.
Either. No, but what I mean is, because he's never done it before, did anyone think about how best to help him?
He did seem quite confident.
We did talk to him about it, but we didn't know what he was going to do.
Well, I just sort of didn't think. I mean, I would have been very happy to have.
Well, now we know another time.
Yeah, because it would have just, you know, I've done it loads of times. You know, in terms of testimony, mm-hmm. You know, it's like I use songs a lot, but I don't actually play the whole song generally. I pick out the words that actually mean something to me and just read the words.
It'd be good for you to speak to Dan now then.
Well, I could do, but obviously...
I don't think he particularly overran his time. I think you were a bit shorter than...
No, because he wanted... Oh, yeah, and he wanted to do an activation and ministry, and there was obviously no opportunity of that.
But were you still short on time?
No, I was 54 minutes.
Yeah. It's recorded somewhere.
I mean, we did discuss it. We did talk about it. Yeah. We did to the degree that we could, because we didn't know what it was going to be at the time. So we did talk about it at the seven previously. Mm-hmm. What is it that you want to do? What is it you feel going to say? And I feel what so we did. I don't think anyone... until you do it, you don't realise it's like they thought he was going to be a long time and he wasn't, was he? Because you go up through, you don't know, do you? Because you get...
No.
Sometimes I don't think I'm going to be a long time forever. Sometimes I think
that can speed it up sometimes.
Yeah, well, it did. And I think, because he was...
Was there any... I mean, when I spoke to him before he started, you know, there was... No. The week before, it was just like, well, you know, what are you planning on doing? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, well... I'm going to start how long it's going to be. Well, I've got 20 odd slides. When, you know, so I said, well, what are you going to plan to do after? Is there any ministry? Are you perhaps I'll talk to Phil about putting some songs on. So there was sort of obviously a big gap.
Yeah.
And no one seemed to fill that gap particularly. And so it's sort of thinking about the practicalities of being two things in two rooms. What happens? I mean, overrunning is no problem. When we're finished, there's no problem. It's just people can wait until they can go, or they can go back in that way and go through the loo. So it wasn't a real problem. But actually, it was just like, obviously, what he wanted to do, he didn't do everything. Mm-hmm. Particularly in terms of activation and ministry, that didn't happen because of the overrun. Mm-hmm. And it's just thinking how, if people are going to be doing stuff that they're not used to doing, how can we help them? Because I would be willing to have a chat and just to say, have you thought about this or thought about that in the future? Because we are obviously wanting to encourage more people to actually share and to participate.
I mean, it's connecting with that person as to how do they want an activation and be a part of
it. Yeah, or someone else. Like on Sunday, I thought it was really good. Because it's like Deb tied it, you then brought an activation and the whole thing tied together.
But we had talked about that. We had to
Yes.
We had to sort of
yeah. But I think in talking about that with other people who may not be used to leading and doing activations, it may be good to say...
I get what you're saying, but we did... We did try, and Dan was fairly, he was like, well, I know what I'm doing. We did try and talk about it. Yeah. Obviously, it's a learning curve, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we did try and get there. Mm.
So what about the other mountains? Does any have any view or never really thought about how that might engage on a Sunday? Or
I think we kind of do because we just feel it's good news. So we kind of always behind it, aren't we? Whatever it is.
Jesus, everything's good news. You just jump on it.
Well, I would say that I haven't particularly separated it, no, from the seven and thinking what blessing could bring. No, I haven't. Mm. Not before.
Yeah, I think when you're part of both, obviously you know what's going on, mm. and it may be difficult to sort of think, but obviously if you're, let's say in the future, all of them are separate, then potentially the communication, because obviously Graham and Hazel and you and Valkrat before and Joe before, they're all part of mountains, and Dan is part of the Freedom Mountain, so in a sense who isn't part of a mountain now, the seventh, Jeremy, Alice and Valkrat and Emma, in a sense. So it's the communication and feeling, hey, there's this isn't, we're not separate from this, we have got a role to play within it. And in everything we do, in essence. I think that's what we're trying to sort of get over in terms of the being together and we're all overlapping. It's like in every opportunity there is, how do we best facilitate bringing everything that people can bring and have the opportunity of seeing it at work?
Well, we usually know on a Tuesday, don't we, by the Sunday, what's going to happen. So, I mean, we could always send an email. Or get Sammy to in first instance.
Yeah, well,
actually, this is what
going
to happen on Sunday. I mean, I do in the minutes, but sometimes you don't get those till late, and it's only you three anyway.
Yeah. No, I'm just sort of think about communicating. Email may be a way of doing it, but also I think for the mountains to actually think about, do you think about what's going on a Sunday or what's going on general in the church and how that can be input into. Yeah.
My thought would be actually do it in reverse as well, as seven sending out and doing it in response to that. It could actually be, God, is there anything that you're saying that you want us to bring on a Sunday? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be next Sunday.
No.
It could be
a Sunday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, what is it that we hold on our mountain that we're going to release? And that, but obviously to communicate that with the seven, because then it could tie in and, oh, actually, in 2 weeks' time, so-and-so is going to be doing something about that, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it might
be... And really just making sure that whatever God's purpose is for that particular occasion, whether it be a Sunday or anything else we're doing, that we get the most out of it as possible, really. What is God's purpose in it? Whether it be salvation or people getting free or... You know, I mean, in a sense, like this Sunday, you know, it was very clear that there was, you know, there was a theme, you know, and everyone knew that in advance. Well, I mean, the seven knew about it, and we knew about it. I don't know if everyone else knew about it.
Yeah, I knew about it because the seven stuff keeps getting sent to our joint email, and I'm not sure whether I'm supposed to be seeing it or not.
Well, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to do that. And if you see that it says 7 minutes, just forward it on to Dan, and you don't have to read it. Really,
I don't really.
But I think, you know,
I don't really.
Thinking
I just
about
file it in the church folder and say, look, hey, if you don't want me to read it, put it in the church folder.
Yeah. Thinking about it this weekend. In one sense, it was a type of media. Mm-hmm. It was a play. It was a role. It was a type of media, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, but in a sense, what would media have done legislatively in sense of helping that in whatever, in terms of declarations or, I mean, I'm just saying it as an example, because it was a type of media.
It's always a type of media.
Well, it is, in a sense, indeed. Yeah. This was a slightly different type of media.
But it's always
yeah,
a media.
It's always some sort of media.
Someone
yeah.
speaking, someone showing things on a projector. Yes.
And how does that mountain think about that?
So, I mean, maybe practically you could sort of film it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I did ask. I would have done it. And I was prepared to do it, but they were a bit like,
Didn't Mark have the camera? I
don't know, he might have done. I mean, I could have done it and streamed it to YouTube and they could have seen it privately. I mean, Carolyn and Thingy did.
Kevin.
Oh, yeah. They weren't that keen. So it's like, I'm not gonna do it if they weren't that keen. But, you know, it's that thing. Whose responsibility is that? Whose responsibility is it in the sense of, I don't know, legislating for smooth running of media on the Sunday mornings? I mean, is that something you think about?
Smooth running would be nice.
I haven't gone. There we go.
Well, I'm just, it's part of, you know, how do we make sure things happen as effectively as possible across the board? And we all got a part to play in something. You know, it's like harmony. Well, what would happen on harmony? That everything fits together on a Sunday morning, and the worship fits together with the thing, and everyone is part of, and the ministry all works. And all that. I mean, it's just sort of thinking in terms of the opportunities there are, and thinking how do we best facilitate them with the authority that we all carry? Because it's not something that we've been used to thinking like that about, is it? Because it's like, well, normally it's like, well, someone comes, they do their speaking, and they go home, and we hope it's everyone has a good time and blessed. But it's like good news. Well, you know, the exchange. Shane's not here, but actually, you know, I mean, every Sunday there's an opportunity for exchange to take place. But is it being legislated for? Are there any declarations made to prepare the ground for salvation? You know, removing blinded things from people's eyes, blockage, whatever. I mean, it's just thinking more in a strategic sense of how do we see God's purpose fulfilled on any particular occasion of anything we're doing, not just a Sunday morning. You know, I mean, what's coming out next? The ministry evening. Okay, who feels that they would have an input into that, not just on the night, but in terms of, hey, ministry. Or has anyone thought about that from a mountain perspective?
Not at this point in time, no. But maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I'm just sort of throwing it out.
Yeah.
Because and this is not the Seven's responsibility. That's the Mountain's responsibility. So, hey, this has been advertised for the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. There is going to be some sort of a ministry thing. Is there anything God wants to give any insight into about that? And, you know, from Freedom Apostolic Resources Mountain, actually, what sort of resources does there need to be in ministry training? Have we got a ministry training book? Are we planning to have a ministry training book? We're thinking about transformation as a booklet, potentially. Is that part of ministry training? Will it be? So we should be thinking about, okay, how do we input into that and offer to help? If there needs to be some things done, which are a resource, you know, sort of. Because I think if we had 12 mountains all functioning and inputting into whatever's going on, it's bound to be more than just one person or two people or seven, isn't it? Or six, you know. So, if in a sense, so that flower of life blooms and blossoms and it's fragrant and has good stuff coming out. And I'm, you know, we're just bringing this up because I think it's part of the process of these four boxes. How do they all work together? Because they're not independent. They're seen as, well, this, and this, but they all cross. So, just some food for thought.
Any observations on that? Thoughts? Or we're going to take away and think about that.
I think, yeah, it would be really helpful to know in advance. Because I'm looking at the mountains that we've got for harmony, and it's like we've got reconciliation, we've got reconnection, we've got restoration, which would all be really good for Father Heart stuff. But, yes, we have not done anything in that context, but in hindsight, it would have been good.
We'll just,
these were good in any context, weren't they? If we get those mountains are going to be good in any context.
Well, in the in our blueprint of equipping the Joshua generation, you know, that's why we have specific mountains, so that God's going to release things to specific mountain areas to release in to help that in all our everything that He calls us to do. So it's really just about encouraging everyone to think about actually what God's saying, and to have our ears open and our hearts open to hearing that guidance and that revelation for any area.
Even sort of family meal. Like, it was obviously planned for the Wednesday, it's not this Wednesday, but you know, what's the goal of that and how do we see that fulfilled? Because what stops people coming? Are there blockages? Do people feel, I'm not really sure about that? You know, it's just thinking about more than, well, we're just going to advertise something and we'll come together. What's the purpose of it? How can we facilitate that purpose? Is there any blockages and hindrances to that purpose that we need to deal with, either as a court case or whatever? And seeing that nothing is in isolation, it all has a purpose in God's overall plan for us as a family.
So, in relation to that, then obviously as a seven, we've done court cases and things because people don't come. So there's quite a big crossover from what you're saying then to stuff that we would just be doing as a seven.
Well, I'm just saying there are other support from others who may have an insight into it that they can input.
So how much
talking and sharing
do you need to feed back to other mentors? It's really what I'm saying. It's obviously we come with an agenda and we discuss, we go into
the courts and we
do these things. But now really, are you saying that most of that we need to send out because other people need to input into that as well?
What I would suggest is, okay, if there's like no one's coming, which is a concern, then if you feel that there may be some other insight into that from others, then just a note to others saying, hey, we've been doing this for a few times, but we're a bit concerned that we're not getting people coming. If you have any insight, can you let us know? It's just as normal everyday sharing life. It's not that it's your jurisdiction. And so someone else can't just sort of say, well, we're going to come in and do this, because actually you've organised it and you're responsible for it. But actually, they may say, well, actually, is what happens, is there something that I feel maybe that I could do, or whatever.
I suppose it's, if you think of it from where we've been at the minute, the way the seven is set up at the moment, probably harmony is the mountain that would possibly feed into this that's not represented on the seven at the minute, whereas the other mountains are represented there. So I guess I'm not.
Well, other than media and site resources.
Okay, so media might have insights to why people aren't coming to, but I would think possibly more harmony would have more insight into that than possibly. I'm only just saying this. So in a sense,
We haven't thought
outside of it, because the seven, you're in the seven, and although you're not there on your mountain, you've got your mountain head, haven't you? Because that's what you bring.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Is there a thought that you are, then do you take that back to the other people on the mountain, like Brenna? Or are you just holding it in your own thinking? Or would you take that back to your mountain meeting?
I wouldn't take seven stuff back, no, that's what I'm saying. But the flavour that people bring to the seven is obviously the flavour of who they are, which is going to be some of
mountain they're on, because that's like Graham Tyler's always going to be freedom, isn't it? Because I think he's a
yes.
So, but that so when we know what I'm saying is when we've done court cases and things,
yeah.
part of what you bring when you're doing accusations are going to come from the way that.
Interesting enough, a couple of weeks ago I felt God saying, "What is there anything we can bring from a certain perspective as the laws and legislation?" And actually, we didn't. So I got stepped in last Tuesday, and I think there's seven or six things that we got as we stepped in from different people were relationship, gathering, destiny, governance, discipleship, and communication.
Well, so it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that, yeah.
But I think that, you know, God knows what's coming, what's planned and what's, you know, going to happen in any situation. So if each mountain are open to hearing God about church and what meetings that we have and other things going on, then there's always going to be that flow. And it's just actually remembering to maybe tune into what God is saying, not so much that, oh, I need to specifically do, you know, this major thing. It's like, God, what are you saying about this? And then feeding that back in. So God will tie it all in. It's like very rarely, Mike and Nigel don't talk about what's going to, the specifics of what's going to be shared, or when Deb was teaching and stuff, but when the band choose their songs, God always speaks to them, and it ties in with what's going on. So God knows these things, it's just having ears to hear and remembering to be listening out for it, and being aware that actually it's okay to feed into the seven, or to say, oh, I think God's saying this, or we've heard this, does this fit in with what you're doing? You just have that channels of communication open and realise that actually mountains aren't separate, but it all interconnects.
Yeah, no, I think that's right, you know, thing. And I think everything that we do, or any time there's a notice, actually think, oh, that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything? You know, rather than, oh, that's not even got anything to do with me, and someone else is organising that. Because you know, I think that's the sort of thing we can, that's how we operate as an independent thing, whereas actually we're all part of the same thing, and everything that's going on has an aspect where we can have some influence in it. Even no one else knows that you're having an influence, you may feel the call sent an angel's out or do some stuff, you know, that no one else necessarily even needs to know, but they will benefit from it, because actually something will be going on to make sure, hey, this is, we want the best out of this time that's possible.
Following on that theme then, of thinking about stuff, we've looked at the church box, we've looked at the mountains box, we've looked at how things interconnect, and actually the next two boxes are more of the practical outworking stuff. So the first one is the Shalom ministry areas. Have you still got your diagrams? Or do we need to stick them on the board again?
Minutes of the meeting has them on there. All nicely, neatly typed in.
On the June the 13th ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on the back of there.
Yeah.
So,
you
crib over Mike's shoulder. So box number three. So we have spiritual, social, supernatural, health, holistic, hope, accommodation, administration, lifestyle, learning, accommodation, opportunities, mentoring, mediation and ministry.
Name but a few.
And if you can think of any others that would fit, then add them.
I've got media on the bottom of my list.
Ministry, media.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's not meant to be a limiting thing, it's meant to be a starting point for different aspects of how we do what we do. Because actually none of those things are, in a sense, independent things. They're all part of what other things, what happen in various other aspects, aren't they?
So if you look at the list and you think about your mountain, what are the touch points? What are the places that you should find opportunity to be involved, to have an influence?
Because I think last time we really sort of started to connect up these things with the mountains. And it's then actually these all interconnect. So, okay, I mean, supernatural, you'd expect every mountain to have an aspect where it's definitely supernatural, wouldn't it? Spiritual, you'd certainly hope it would be spiritual as well. You'd certainly hope so.
We were just talking about one of the social areas, but yeah. You know, the meeting and stuff. So, what other aspects of that should the mountains be engaging with or be operating in? So, I suspect if you look at it from your individual mountain perspective to start with, there'll be ones that would be top of your list, ones that would be further down, and ones you think, I'm not sure about those at all. So one of the first things is to take a look at the list and see where you're immediately drawn. And then from there, figure out what you're already doing in those areas. And if you're not doing any of those areas, why would you not be doing anything in those areas?
And what we haven't obviously got there is the specific actual things, Freedom Community Alliance, as a actual organisational thing that exists. That remember a couple of years ago, God said to remove all the boundaries and barriers between everything, so that we could see how it all worked and fitted together. So in a sense, some of these things, our Shalom ministries on our blueprint map are the blue circles around the outside. So that would be the Exchange, that would be Freedom Social Resources, that would be Freedom Community Alliance, Freedom Social Enterprises, Freedom Apostolic Ministries. You know, there's obviously a whole lot of vehicles for the outworking of that. And therefore the mountains and the whole church, in a sense, how does all that work together? So, you know, because it isn't just about these individual things, it's also the vehicles we have for doing some of those things. So accommodation, well, that's very much a aspect of the day centre. It's also an aspect of community, it's an aspect of Freedom Housing, in a sense, as a ministry area, you know, which is, again, how would the mountains think about how they could input into the smooth facilitation of Freedom Housing fulfilling its mandate or not? Yeah, because these, again, it's like, do we think that way?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I know you do. I do. But it's like, but that's some of the things. Where do the lines draw? Because in a sense, it would be like, okay, good news. Well, hope is definitely one of the sub-mentions of good news?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can see, wow, yeah, oh yeah, we have, our whole thing is about bringing hope. Mm-hmm. Well, how does that impact on the day centre? Which they would definitely say that hope was one of the things that was definitely an agenda for the day centre, isn't it? To bring hope. And like Media Mountain, okay, what could Media Mountain do in the air of hope? You know, well, we used to have a whole lot of posters that sort of had hope on them and things like that. Some sort of media that actually caught people's attention. Hope is in this place, or there were things like that. They were pretty cheesy. you know, some of them were downright rubbish in their production because they were done on some banded inkjet printer. But there was some thought behind, you know, someone actually put some stuff. Oh, hope, you know. And so there's sort of thinking around it, really. So I don't know, is that, again, does that ring any sort of bells or not ring any bells, or you never really thought about it in those terms? Because I would really think that all our seven mountains, well, even 12 mountains, when we get all 12, would be looking at, okay, how do we create shalom? Because shalom is, in a sense, the wholeness. Peace, wholeness,
nothing missing, broken.
You know, well, how does freedom relate to nothing missing, nothing broken? Mm-hmm. What does it bring? Mm-hmm. That's going to bring people into that area. What might be broken?
Which one?
There's hope for change in every situation.
Yes. I'm sure that's a declaration.
There you go.
It is a declaration. Is a declaration. Going to have a poster made. Yeah. Well, no, we've got Beth doing us some posters at the moment, but we'll have that one as well.
Well, I was thinking the other day it would be really good to do the frankincense again. Because we did
it's
it
in
once.
The drawer.
That was something that had occurred to me.
Well, putting on the seats and anointing things. Yeah.
Fragrance. So of that long list there, which ones would you pick as the top three priorities?
For each mountain, you mean, huh?
I do indeed mean for each mountain. Yes. I think media can get away with media.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned first.
Yeah.
It's not just media.
No, what else would it be?
Well, obviously health isn't here, but you'd really hope that the health mountain might be health and holistic potentially is something that may sort of ring their bell.
Mentoring and learning kind of go hand in hand together, don't they? And discipleship, so that could all be up. We can have that as a big subgroup, and then have that as one of our three.
If you want.
Can we have something holistic together then?
Yeah.
He's also looking at those words and not just assuming that they have one meaning.
Yeah.
You know, they may well be multi-layered, because like occupation, well, occupation, well, that's someone's job, or that's filling up their time so they're not bored and doing naughty things. I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, there's different ways of looking at something like that, you know, occupation. And you can look at it in terms of destiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, their destiny would be something that enabled them, you know, to be occupied in something fulfilling for their life. I mean, there's sort of lots of different potentially ways of looking at those things. I mean, opportunities. Well, I mean, every mountain I would have thought would be looking to create opportunities for the mountain's mandates to be at work? And what opportunities are there in the things that already exist? Because we don't have to recreate something if it's already there. And you know, obviously the exchange isn't here either, but you know, how does the exchange then relate to some of the other things we got that would create opportunities for people to exchange their lives? Well, we see one obviously a lot, don't we, in terms of the community. It's like they're sort of a captive community in a sense, but you know, that's one area that there's been investment into. Obviously, Graham's time and effort, and I'm sure declarations and other things that he's doing in preparation for that. But is anyone else? Is anyone else thinking about the community? What goes on there? Is it operating in harmony, for instance? Do they need any resources? You know. Do they have media? I mean, you know. I mean, I put my foot in it yesterday with them. I was talking to them. I was watching the Formula One, and it was just like, we're not allowed to watch TV. Sorry. Not even the Olympics. No, we did put it forward, but they said no. I was like, I'm sorry.
Well done.
Law of unintended consequences. Great rebellion.
Mike said.
Yeah, Mike said. Mike said, you know, and I think he's a trustee. Yeah. And he was so shocked that you weren't allowed to watch the Olympics.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is a community of people who need hope, health, holistic view to their lifestyle, learning, definitely occupation and opportunities and mentoring and all those. I mean,
question about that, something I've been thinking about, because for me, the guys, they really respond on a Sunday for prayer.
Yes.
Really well, but it's not the same as ministry, is it?
No.
And when you speak to them, it's like, obviously, because when they come to the Mewbourne house, we see them a little bit in the day centre and stuff, or even talking to them. I don't know, I think, gosh, they really need a light bust. Well, they need more than just to respond on a Sunday. But what does that look like? What's there in the community? We've talked about it before, haven't we, in the sense of...
Well, Graham does do some of that.
What specific? No, he doesn't, because he sees them all. If he's in our own Tuesday evening for a couple of hours...
Always, it's like everyone comes in.
Yeah, sometimes, but it's obviously optional.
I mean, you have done the odd light bus, and
yeah,
I think he's done the odd light bus, and he's done the odd.
So it would be in that, release. In that.
Well, no, what he's saying is there might be totally another opportunities.
Bless him. Well, bless him. You know, and he was obviously.
Bless him at 10:45 on Friday night.
You know, it's like as much as they're learning stuff, they've still got their baggage, haven't they? And that's what I'm feeling with them. It's just like then they. It's like Robbie came in the other day and he was really not in a good headspace, and it's just like, it's not about responding on a Sunday.
No, but the ministry team would then need to relate to the community and say, we are willing to do this.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking really, because I know previously it's been very much, they are actually in recovery, they are on a program, it's not open, you know, and I understand that. Is that still...
Yes.
It's fair enough.
We could not open people going into the community and doing ministry whilst they're in the treatment phase. Not at all.
It's just that's something that we need to be aware of, isn't it? Yeah. That all this stuff comes up for them that we know they need spiritual breakthrough in.
So as soon as they come into...
When they come into the move-on houses... Graham, you're doing something on a Monday night with some of them anyway, aren't you? Mm-hmm. See, the problem is... You can't put overtly Christian ministry into the programme.
No, in terms of an opportunity.
Because we are restricted in safeguarding. There's rules and regulations that we have to follow.
Did you put them up? I have some of those questions too. Who put those up?
Put what up?
The rules.
The rules?
Yeah.
And there's rules that we have to follow. There's TC rules and TC practice, but we also have rules that we have to follow for probation and for health and for...
Yeah, but that doesn't preclude someone individually
asking for support.
Or if it was offered as a extra thing.
But it is offered as an extra thing. That's why Graham goes on a Tuesday. Yeah. Now, if they meet in a group setting and people that need ministry, they could actually say to Graham, "Could you do ministry for me next week?" But a lot of the guys are not in a place where they even understand
faith or you understand God. Mm-hmm. And Brett, mm-hmm. as you've mentioned him, actually has been resisting God all the way through and took a position as community atheist and then couldn't back down from that, so wouldn't receive ministry, wouldn't receive prayer, and wouldn't actually give to God at all. And now we've seen the consequences of that. So they take positions when they're on the community that you have to respect.
Please hear me, I'm not trying to criticise anything. I'm just being, it's just that that's one of the, when you're saying, like, where do people stand in the relationship, that's one of the things that I see, is they're often in this turmoil place, isn't it, that they're responding on a Sunday, but that's not necessarily to the depth that they need.
No, it's not. But actually, the fact that they're responding on a Sunday is very often for them a real step forward.
Yeah.
And the whole Father Heart thing has really opened some, you know, wounds and issues for some of them. But the place to follow it up is now that, you know, when Robbie, as you say, moved in and his head, he's not in a good headspace, this is when he could, you know, if he comes in here, you can talk to him about it. He's no longer a resident in a closed community. Yeah. So if he's open, what's good news all about? What's the exchange all about? What are we trying to do here?
This is where we can engage with that,
and we can do that quite openly because they know what they're walking into. Mm-hmm. The problem with the community is actually they are in a closed environment and they're being done to a certain extent. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm. So when they come to church and they respond, it's their choice to.
They've got up. They've done it voluntarily.
But if they did, I mean, obviously they're here on a Sunday. Usually, if anyone has any issues, there's a ministry team.
Yeah.
And if they said, could I actually have a ministry team setting, or would an appointment, how would that be?
You have to go through the community. You have to go through the office to do it.
But if they said yes, and
if Karen and Kevin felt it was appropriate,
that is something that could be done.
It could be done.
Yeah.
But they would know the individual. They would know.
Oh yes.
We would have to look at the individual's behaviours.
No, and definitely you can see
a lot of guys will say, "Oh, I want a bit of that,"
because
they're trying to manipulate. They're trying to do. You know, they've got really. Yeah. You know, these people are not coming from a place of honesty.
Mm.
Okay, so for some of them, nice, vulnerable Christian people are a real soft touch in their experience. And they will manoeuvre and manipulate to get what they want to their advantage, which is why we had to stop people going to the community in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's not, if it was deemed appropriate, I mean, let's say someone started manifesting a whole load of stuff on the community. Does the community
realise?
Karen would
be straight on the phone saying, "Can Graham get out here now?" Yeah.
But would she? I mean, are they aware that actually there is ministry available for people if they want it?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I think generally they really appreciate Greg going out, don't they?
Do.
Carolyn and Kevin, as well as the guys,
yeah.
think it's actually really appreciated.
Yeah. But again, you know, this is where jurisdiction and being aware of communicating and making sure everything's done through the right channels is really, really important.
That's absolutely vitally important. Yeah. They're vulnerable adults.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they did make a good play.
Ella thought it was hilarious. She was laughing, and they felt sad about the funny play at church.
Really? Yeah.
She said, play at church?
She's going, "Yes, sire."
Yes, sire. That's my buffness.
You royal buffness.
Banished.
You're banished.
Oh. They did
fantastic. You can see where that was going after the first couple of banishes, can you? I love the bit where he ad-libbed when the narrator made a slight mistake. "You're banished too."
But that's it's a good illustration of something that we have a responsibility and accountability for, but we also have to look at how we outwork what we pray for, what we speak out, and what we legislate for, because there is obviously restriction on how things can be done.
But there is opportunity. So, for instance, learning Graham was able to do Fresh Start with those who wanted to do it. You know, and that's the key, with those who wanted to do it, not you are forced to do this.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's how a lot of these things can work. You know.
When the guys move into the Move On houses, how do we encourage them to keep on coming to church and to keep on with prayer and ministry?
They are encouraged by their support workers. Sometimes really inappropriately.
So there have been instances where people have fallen off once they've gone into the Move On houses.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Once they're on their own.
Cycle of change. It's a process, and for some people it's easy to follow a process when you're in a restricted environment. It's not so easy to follow a process when you're back in the world. So it all comes down to the level of personal recovery and accountability and discipline and all those things. So
how can we encourage them?
You can encourage them when they are here. As a church, it's difficult for us to encourage them in more than the kind of relationship they have with Graham or anybody else they might want to have pray for them, because they're back in the world of free choice. And that is the big difference. And some of them will wake up and smell the coffee, and some won't.
So thinking about that in terms of, okay, looking at mentoring, discipleship, opportunities, then when we have groups and they are free to choose, if they, let's say, we would encourage them to choose if they wanted to continue to be part of the church and whatever, then they could participate in groups.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, so, I think that would be the best way forward.
So then they would then be integrated within normal everyday relationships, and the support there would potentially be there to.
Might be a dumb question.
No questions.
So for things like when we do the family meals and that, and they're, when they're in the Move On houses, they don't tend to get involved in stuff that's outside of a Sunday either. So it's, are they allowed to?
Yeah. Once they're in a Move On house, they are living in a supported accommodation, but they are not under TC rules. So they can do whatever they want to get involved with.
Some of them go to AA 12 steps, or some of them, if they like, clash or
something.
Because while they're still at the community, they still have to do their meetings, don't they?
Yep.
So if they have a meeting on a Wednesday, then they have to do that. Until they graduate.
Then it's up to them to continue with meetings or not.
Yeah, no, until they graduate, they still have to do those, don't they?
Yes.
So for instance, if you like to say, just as an example, at the minute he's still under the TC, isn't he? So on a Wednesday, if there was a meeting, he would have to attend the meeting and not come here, wouldn't he?
Yep. Yeah. The first 3 months,
they're really free to.
So when they leave the community for the next 3 months, they live in town, but they're still under TC rules. It's like weaning them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they still have to follow process. They still have to follow. They have to go in 3 days a week, and they have to go to a 12-step fellowship. Plus a whole list of other things they're supposed to do. But they don't always. But groups would be the best way to include them going forwards, because what we want to, it's what Kevin calls adopt an addict. We want to avoid people adopting an addict, because they become people's pet projects, and then people get hurt, people get disappointed, people get wounded, and it just doesn't work. What they need is integration into a group and a community, not particular people who will love them to the point of disaster. Exactly.
Or fall back into old ways.
Yes, and then continue to manipulate and drag other people down with them. So that's what we need to avoid, because it's happened in the past.
And also in groups, there's not so much responsibility on just the one person, because you can spread it out a bit.
Absolutely. And there are more people to keep an eye on them. Give them support, appropriate support.
Cool. So does that sort of give you some, again, food for thought to look at? You know, how did all these three areas, in fact, all the four areas, how do they actually all work together? Because they're all part of the same blueprint, you know, and they all have aspects. You know, that some of them are really obvious. I mean, it'd be really obvious to see, well, here's the equipping track. It's like, how does the equipping track help people to change their lives? Well, some of that would be offering health and good news and stuff, because some of their sub-mountains are related to those things. Actually, also, there is, you know, 60-odd people or whatever come here every day. How do we engage with them in an appropriate way?
Mm-hmm.
Again, under the right jurisdiction and with the right relational connections, and how in discussion, but there's opportunities. In fact, you know, this is the major opportunity we've got.
Well, let me throw some other things out there. As mountains and as benches, we should not just be looking at what we've already got, but we should be looking to see what God wants to do next. So, what if God wants us to engage here with people in a more proactively Christian manner? What would that look like? What would need to change in order for us to do that? I can tell you one thing that would need to change, and that's the way we're funded. So if God says to us, I want you to be really overtly Christian, I want you to pray for people, I want you to run fresh start groups, I want you to be offering ministry, I want you to be telling people there's angels and doing whatever else that I want you to do, we would struggle with the current funding that we have in the project to get away with that.
With the same people.
Mm-hmm.
that's the thing. With the same people, they are funded to do certain things within the context of their Christian lives and everything else, but it's still to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think what Nigel's saying is, you know, where we're going forward in the next 12 months, we really need to clearly hear what God is actually saying in regards to where it goes next. And what that's going to look like, and what actually is God saying about that. Because that will determine what we actually then do to see God's provision for delivering that.
Yes.
And how we deliver it.
Yes.
And, you know, it may look very different from that perspective.
It might look very different to the way we approach things right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one of the, just now when I put down three or four at the top, one of those freedom of finances. If we have that freedom of finances, have that freedom.
Freedom of finances, freedom in finance, lots of finance for freedom.
Yes.
That would be nice. Yeah, yeah, but absolutely, we've got to start thinking about those things. You know, from an enterprise viewpoint, I could pick several of those off there, and one of those is accommodation. Obviously, we're doing housing, and we've got Crosscombe. What if we needed another Crosscombe? What if we needed double the housing? What if accommodation also meant we needed housing for people that are going to come and want to stay here? Mark and Marika, Val Trout, other people who might be wanting to come. What if we need hotel accommodation because or guest accommodation because we want to run conferences and events? What does accommodation mean, and what would all the mountains add to accommodation if you thought about it? I think we've got to think about it. Happy on that box?
Yeah.
And then we got FAR. So you look at Apostolic Resources. What do the mountains bring to Freedom Apostolic Resources?
Or receive from.
Or receive from, even better. The media's obviously got a direct implant.
Yes.
And so has Harmony. What else do we need? What else should we be doing? We've got resources, conferences, speaking, international ministry, all sorts of things on there. What's that look like? What do we want it to look like?
because again, it's not independent from any of the others. It has a mandate as part of the overall blueprint, but it's very much integral, because essentially we cannot export something that's not actually here. In reality, you can't if it's not actually working. You know, that's why we've had to go through all the hardships of essentially going through the difficulties of establishing new ways of doing things, so that actually we have testimony and real life history of this is how this worked, or this is how it didn't work, and this is how we solved the problem of why it didn't work, and this is why we're still solving the problem. And you know, some of it is this is the, in a sense, the seed bed for everything that is produced, which then has a way of helping other people, because we're, in a sense, all a resource. You know, everything that we do is a resource, wider, both into the local community, the region, nation, and the nations. And I think, you know, don't see it as, oh, well, that's Mike's bit, and Jeremy's bit, and Sam's bit, and Ben's bit. yeah, it's all up. It's all.
You signed in here today, Ben.
Yeah, I know. He said, "Oh, that wasn't me. That was Ben." He said today, "He said that wasn't me. That was Ben. Sorry, it was my fault. It was Ben's fault."
His alter ego.
Yeah, he's now got one. But you see what I'm saying is that this is something that all of us are part of, having something to be able to share with others, impact others. You know, like if there's going to be a local embassy of heaven, city of refuge, then we're going to have to play an integral part in being part of that. Same with anything regionally. You know, there's something that people are going to look, well, where's this working? Well, show me this. You know, because some people just got absolutely no idea whatsoever, but they're drawn. You know, so we had a lady today, I think she's from Africa, but it was like, saying, well, I love this stuff, but what does that mean? And is there sort of some sort of thing under, what is a bench of three? Well, don't start at a bench of three, start back here at the beginning, which is the message. But in essence, there's a lot of people out there with a lot of needs, and everyone has a part to input into that. Because when we establish what we're doing and when we're functioning in these things, people are going to want help where they're operating, and they do. Don't see it as, well, that's the bit on the end that really doesn't have anything to do with us. It really does, because, everything that I'm teaching has come through how we've grown and developed here. It's not independent of, it's very much integral with. And I do use lots of illustrations of how we do have done things here, how we've learned from doing things here, and some of the things that are outworked here. Because in a sense, old ways of doing things are the biggest hindrance to what God wants to do out there. And so when it comes to, the fact that you have been encouraged to seek God for your own blueprints, your own declarations, own mandates, own laws, that then contribute to the whole is a major source of blessing when it comes to being able to say, well, how does this work? And so I appreciate the fact that everyone's gone from that. When you look at, go back 3 or 4 years and, we were like mountains. We were sort of like, well, how do people get on these mountains? Who are those people? But actually now there's a lot of people involved, and more and more people will be involved one way or another. So it is very important that you see yourselves as contributing to this in a big, big way. And actually, when it comes to conferences, let's say we're doing a conference here on how do you establish local ecclesia government, it won't just be me who's sharing, hopefully. Because I've not actually done that, other than my bit in it. So it's others who will have a major part of being real and honest and sharing from their perspective what that means. So does anyone think that way? Or not really think that way? Or haven't thought that way yet?
It's seeing the overall, isn't it? Which I can't say that I do, but I'm going to learn to do.
Because essentially everything that's on the outside of that thing is reaching out and touching parts, but they're all touched by the parts that already exist. Hence why all the lines go and join and connect, and why everything is connected. Nothing is not connected. And that's the way I think, that's why it looks that way, because it is that's the way it's supposed to be.
Enough for now?
That's all good.
We'll leave that there. Right, did you want to do the so that one's awakened?
Yeah.
Ooh. I think it's okay. Joe wanted water, that's what that noise is on the table.
Mike clinked the glasses.
I clinked the glasses
in
getting it. There you go. So when you hear that, you'll know exactly what that was. Right?
Okay.
It'll be loud.
This afternoon I had received a phone call from someone who is putting on an event at Takeley Park.
Where? Takeley Park at Ingstone.
Oh, right, yes, on the...
Yeah.
And it's a...
Get this.
It's a healing and something conference event, where people come from all over the country to receive healing.
Yeah.
But they've chosen us as one of their charities to support.
Right. Okay.
Because it's all new agey supernatural stuff.
Okay. Can we have a healing stall there?
Yes.
They've actually offered us a stall.
All right.
To advertise what we do as a project.
Yeah.
However.
Well, spiritual, supernatural, health, holistic, it's all there.
Well, we just thought it was very interesting timing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Having just discussed some of this stuff, this came up today.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Awakened.
Ooh.
Awakened.
Awakened is what you wrote on my...
Yeah, I've written it down as in my office. I've got to get back to her. It's over bank holiday weekend for the whole 3 days.
August bank holiday.
August. Oh. You're not here.
Last weekend of August.
Delegate.
Yeah. It's the
28th is a Sunday.
So 26th to 28th?
27th to 29th.
Oh, 20. Oh, right, because it's
so
bank
Saturday,
holiday.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's a full day, so we'd have to be there for the full 3 days. It's 10 o'clock till 6 o'clock. So first of all, I will own this and say, my soul was like, on bank holiday weekend? So I was like, okay, God, what are you doing? What are you saying? So I was like, okay, God, do we have a mandate for this? And I opened my eyes and there was an angel beside my desk with a big mandate.
You asked the question.
Yeah, I was like... And as I was typing it tonight, I'm saying, okay, listen to this. I just want to run this past you because I thought, actually, I need wisdom here.
Well, she asked me then.
Well, I was going to share it here and share it with Mike and everybody. I was sort of typing it out, and I was just like, actually, this is a really interesting opportunity. Mm-hmm. Because we have an opportunity to engage with spiritually awakened people. Mm.
In a non-judgmental, inclusive way.
Yes. Yep.
But demonstrating something different.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is actually really exciting.
Right in the midst of the biggest new agey thing in Devon, North Devon. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, added to which, they want to give us some money.
They want to give us some money.
It's always good.
Money redeemed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I was thinking, actually, we need a standard. Mm-hmm. We need a flag. Anyway,
that's. Okay.
By the point.
Yeah.
So, we're not asking for volunteers right now. We would ask for you to go away and contemplate and talk to your mountains and benches and see who would be interested in being part of a team on Bank Holiday weekend to represent us on a stall and maybe offer some Christian readings,
heavenly encounters.
Heavenly encounters.
We can take them into the first level of heaven.
If we had some qualified lie busters, that would be good.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I could do lie busting.
So yeah, it could be an amazing opportunity for us to break into something.
Lie busting is a definite thing. Because it's like, I know Jonathan's been doing that with a lot of people who aren't Christians. Yeah.
So we need a marquee. Funnily enough, we've got one at the salvage unit. So could be a little test from God, this one.
Mm. Yeah, it's quite difficult. We're actually away, aren't we? God, we're wedding.
Whose wedding?
That's coming on Friday. But definitely can see the opportunity there. Mm.
Well, I think there should be some exchangey type stuff as well.
No, not the whole weekend. But another thing there would be potentially, some support from others who are good at that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. The marketplace, obviously, the whole thing was what they started doing in the Totnes market, offering spiritual stuff.
Feeling on
the
streets.
We'll fight Jodie over,
that's what
she loves. Yeah, well, Jodie, Lainey, the God's Girls, I mean, they do that all the time. They actually go to those fairs and reach out.
We are not
in a way to disrupt.
No.
Because some people go, well, we're going to disrupt everything that's going on there, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does disrupt what everything's going on there, but that's not the motive for going.
Mm-hmm. But we are actually being invited as a project to show what we also do.
As a Christian project.
Yes.
Yeah, she and knows we're a Christian project.
That would obviously include the rehabilitation and all those areas. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would not be appropriate for other people to come and represent that.
No. But it depends really what they're... Are they giving us sort of just the tent to do that? Or are they giving us
They basically would have a pitch, and she said we could have a bigger pitch outside if we had our own... gazebo to cover stuff, and in which case we could take in collections of clothes and food and stuff actually on the day, which when it's advertised, they could be advertised that they can bring stuff to us, which we can collect. Mm-hmm. But also she was suggesting that we have the raffle near us, so to draw people towards us as well.
Sounds like favour and blessing, isn't it?
It does, yes. Added to which, we'd be getting the practitioners who, there's sort of like holistic healing, the practitioners who are there get half the fee themselves and the rest goes into the pot for good causes. Mm. So we're one of their charities. I don't think they're having lots of charities, I think it's just a few. And they haven't offered anybody else a stall. They've given us first opportunity, which again is
it's very interesting.
Favour.
Awakened. Can definitely legislate into that one.
So we need some people.
people.
But, you know, people could do a day at a time or something.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Have to be fully, yeah.
Do the whole thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're really keen.
So would you expect day centre staff to be involved in that?
It's voluntary. We're not going to impose. So we're asking for people who would have a heart to do it and would be interested in doing it.
Would you, like, all the day centre staff, or just day centre staff be part of the church?
It's a project thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So if there are people, like, for example, if Emma said, oh, I'll go, we wouldn't say, no, you can't go, you can't do it. She might be willing to do it. She probably should be camping, but for example, yeah. So a member of staff, because we will be there to represent Freedom Community Alliance and our projects. However, we think it's an opportunity to do a bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like input.
Mm. But the healthy side of it, even the gym side of it, is something we do offer, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll have photos or pictures or
we've got photos. But I was thinking that actually what we could have is the church side of it on the board is actually have spiritual healing
stuff
and put that up there as well, with, because, you know, that's actually part of what we offer. It's actually the project comes from this. It's like we believe in you know, our very own
health,
our values are spiritual wholeness,
spiritual, emotional and physical wholeness,
so, you know, that's actually those are our values, and so it could be that we then demonstrate that and
it'd be nice to have some media, maybe little videos or
So it's like power there?
Generator? I'm not sure whether there would be a power. I'm not sure there would be power.
Oh, we just have angels again.
Yeah. Well, we obviously ran it. We did something out at North Devon Show, didn't we?
Yeah.
Where we had a video thing out there, didn't we? Was that with the generator, or did they have hook-up?
It's easy enough to hire a generator.
Yeah, or a generator for
them. A little one. We've got a little one.
Yeah.
Just a camping generator, that'll do.
Well, yeah, because you only have to have enough power to
computer or whatever.
Last time I actually bought this fascinating thing, though, when we got caught up, we put it in this van. We put it in this van. We were from his batteries, and he'll be able to run a microwave off it and all sorts of stuff.
Borrow that?
From just all your two batteries off.
Yeah.
Some converter type thing.
Yeah, power converter.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Cellular panel.
Yep.
That sounds really interesting.
So, opportunity has opened up.
And it's not like next week either. It's
actually, we've got a few weeks' notice.
Yeah, we've got
very nice, but we do have a mandate.
A month, basically.
We've got a month,
yeah. To get our edge on what we're going to do.
Was there any particular Pacific on the scroll?
I didn't. Have a look.
So short because you got it. It's like, oh, if I gave you, I've got one.
No, actually, but my first, I'm owning that. My first reaction was, on bank holiday. I was looking forward to bank holiday. But then, actually, as I was typing it up, and
you've had two nice weeks' holiday by then.
As I was typing up the email, I thought my spirit was getting excited. And I was like, actually, there's opportunity here to bring good news to people, because they're already
spiritually open. They just need to be tuned into the correct source.
And it's actually releasing that frequency of heaven. And
because they have no problem with angels and all that sort of stuff at all.
And actually, you know, you can speak to people on a level that they already understand almost. Which is
my soul is really scared, but it's just like it's a no-brainer, isn't it?
My soul
is thinking of every reason why I couldn't possibly do that, but actually it's just ridiculous.
It could be awesome.
Yeah.
But it's the sort of stuff that we have to believe that God's going to make a way for.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's the sort of thing Mark and Marika would love to be involved in something like that, because they do that all the time.
You're going to have to call her Marika, because otherwise...
Marika, whatever it is.
No, it's Marika.
Marika.
They are born then?
Yeah.
At this date?
They're not here.
They're not here.
Aren't they?
They have an OM conference. And
that's a shame.
Yeah.
So is it actually, is there anybody here?
We're here. Okay.
Red Indian.
Happy days. Anything else? Or is that enough to go and think about?
I think we need to go half an hour on Wednesday.
Might do. Yeah. Leave it there then. Enough homework.